A labor leader says pressure will continue on a Wisconsin company to change its plans to build a new fleet of postal vehicles in South Carolina and instead move the work to the Badger State. The issue may also continue for a while in Wisconsin's U.S. Senate election this year, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
The United Auto Workers held a rally Saturday in Oshkosh outside the global headquarters of the Oshkosh Corporation. The message to the company was to let the U.S. Postal Service know the firm no longer plans to build up to 165,000 postal vehicles over the next decade in Spartanburg, South Carolina, where the company may use non-union labor and instead build the postal vehicles in Oshkosh, adding 1,000 union jobs to Wisconsin. Milwaukee-based AFL-CIO State President Stephanie Bloomingdale led the crowd of about 250 people in one of the chants.
Make it here!
Make it here!
Make it here!
Make it here!
And make it union!
Make it union!
The Postal Service signed the contract with the Oshkosh Corporation just over a year ago, and some Milwaukee leaders pushed for production to happen at the largely vacant Century City property on the city's north side. But 4 months later, the company said the vehicles would be built in South Carolina, calling it the perfect place to make what's called the NGDV, or Next Generation Delivery Vehicle. Last week, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, a Trump appointee, ruled the contract could go ahead, addressing recent calls from the Biden administration to make most of the vehicles electric, by saying for now about 10% of the vehicles will be EV, and maybe more later. Despite DeJoy's announcement, Bob Link, who heads UAW Local 578 at the Oshkosh plant, says the union's international leaders out of Detroit plan to contact the company again this week. Link also says the message he gets from Washington is to keep pushing.
We have talked to Congress people, and I haven't been told, Bob, you're not doing the right thing or whatever. I've been told many times to keep the fight up, keep doing what I'm doing, so that's what I'm doing.
Link says he's not only worried about the postal vehicle jobs, he's concerned that when a current local contract to build light tactical vehicles for the U.S. military ends in about 5 years, that Oshkosh Corporation will promise that any next defense contract would be completed outside of Wisconsin. Scott Knuth is a welder on those military vehicles. He says having a good-paying union job has been a big plus for his family.
I mean, buying our first home, I mean, new vehicles, I mean, my daughter plays hockey, so, and that's an expensive sport right off the bat. I mean, just huge, huge difference.
Knuth says welding is tough, dirty work, but he loves it. He's been with the Oshkosh Corporation for 13 years and says he'd like to eventually retire as a union welder. Stephanie Bloomingdale, the AFL-CIO, calls the Oshkosh battle a significant point in the state's labor history. She praises Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin for pledging help, but Bloomingdale says Republican Senator Ron Johnson does not have the workers' backs.
Senator Ron Johnson just doesn't get it, and he reminds us of this just about every time he talks.
Saturday's rally in Oshkosh also featured speeches by the five Democrats running against Johnson in this year's election: Mandela Barnes, Tom Nelson, Alex Lazry, Stephen Olicara, and Sarah Godlewski. All stressed their labor union roots or support for union workers and said Johnson has not worked hard enough to get Oshkosh Corporation to build the postal vehicles here. About 10 days ago, Johnson said he's talked with both sides and told news reporters about his roots as a business owner.
I actually understand the manufacturing process. I understand capacity. I understand investment. And again, I'm not going to micromanage, Oshkosh Corporation's business. I mean, that's their job to do it. But talking to everybody kind of makes sense what's happening. And the investment that Oshkosh Corporation was talking to me about, I think that'll be very positive.
Oshkosh Corporation has promised to set up a technical support center in Oshkosh for the postal vehicle project, creating about 100 jobs, or one-tenth of the vehicle manufacturing positions currently slated for South Carolina. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.